What's good, y'all? It's your man, Ryce Hendrick. Shout out to my man, Anthony, the host of the newest podcast on the scene. It's titled Sinisi Unfiltered, man. Your man talking about sports. He talking about music, entertainment. Yo, my man is doing his thing, man. And keep doing your motherfucking thing, broski. It's your man, Ryce Hendrick. Yep, yep. You.
Chilling on a weekend like usual. Watching SpongeBob and Scooby-Dooby-Doo. She took the wires to my PlayStation. She doing too much. I didn't wipe my butt. I just pooped and got up. She got the cutest daughter, so I went to pick her up. Then almost tossed her because she really kicked me right in my nuts. I had to put some ice on them.
Yo, Aunt, what up? It's Hendrix. You know the vibes. We gonna keep it all the way unfiltered. Hottest podcast in the game. Yep, yep. Sinisi Unfiltered. You rockin' with Sinisi Unfiltered. 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 Sinisi Unfiltered. Let's talk about sports and the politics. Let's talk about music, talk about life. If you ain't tuned in, then you out of it. A fresh, unfiltered perspective. Hottest podcast, no question. A fresh, unfiltered perspective. Hottest podcast, no question. Sinisi Unfiltered.
What up, what up, what up? Yo, this your boy Ant. Welcome to the Sinisi Unfiltered Podcast. I appreciate all the love and support you guys show me. This week, I have two special guests on the podcast. First, I have my man, my brother, my day one. One of the hottest podcasts in the game. He had guests like Jay Prince, Dawn Robinson from Evolve, and Fat Joe. Please welcome Kevin Blaze from the Blaze Podcast. My next guest, representing upstate New York and Jersey. You heard him on the Jordan vs. LeBron debate. You heard him on grabbing people for the stupid stuff on TikTok. He's king of the weird bars. He has a new album, Shaq and Kobe, that is fire, that's been out for about a week now. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to Sinisi Unfiltered, Ryce motherfucking Hendrix!
You, we back in the building, man. You know what I mean? Feels good to be back. Man, appreciate y'all. And quick correction, my boy. It's Shaq and Kobe.
Shaq and Kobe. My bad.
I know you're used to me doing the verses and shit like that.
Yeah.
But yeah. This one is Shaq and Kobe. They together on this.
I love the album, man. First off, I love, you know, the samples is crazy on here. Just get that clear off top, man. Talk to me about why you named it Shaq and Kobe and all of that, Ryce.
Well, me and Jerome, we, you know, my previous project, I know y'all heard the Hendrix Project and No Luck, Just Grind. I had, like, different producers on the album, and the ones I did with me and Jerome, they were always standout tracks on the album. So we were talking like, yo, man, we need to do a collab album. Like, yo, like Rome, you produce all the beats and then I just do what I do. You know what I'm saying? So we was like, yeah, hell yeah, let's do it. 2021, we got to do it. So we was like, yo, we gotta name it something like, we got to name like a dynamic duo. Like, who's a great dynamic duo out there? You know what I'm saying? And I was just thinking like, yo, you know what? Like, how about we do a Kobe and Shaq? Because, you know, Kobe... I respect Kobe, you know, rest in peace, Kobe Bryant, but I respect Kobe and Shaq as a dynamic duo and dudes who really perfected their craft and loved their craft. You hear Kobe Bryant talk about the Mamba mentality all the time, like, yo, you got to love what you do, you got to love your craft. And I'm like, yo, I said, I love what I do, I really go hard on my craft, and Rome, you go hard on your craft too, so, yo, let's go with Shaq and Kobe. And you know, kind of like pay respect to Kobe Bryant. So... that's how we came up with the name Shaq and Kobe.
Right, cool, right. Cool. So, yo, I love the Ballin' Like Kobe joint. Yo, that beat is banana.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then Kevin brought up the sample. You know what I'm saying? Dreams You Share. Yo, got my Tender Kisses, Tracy Spencer sample.
How did you come up with that? What made you think about that one? Well, actually, with the Ballin' Like Kobe joint, shout out to my man Hurricane from Kansas City. He on there. That was our G-Rome right there. G-Rome brought that beat to me on going back to the dreams we shared. He brought the beat to me and he let me hear the sample, and I was thinking like, damn, I don't know what I could do to this, because I was thinking of, I was listening to the hook, and I was listening to the the girl saying, "Boy, don't you even care?" and I'm like, yo, this shit is fire, but I don't know what I could do with it. And then me and Ron got on the phone, and he was like, "Yo, maybe you should talk about, and you could talk about the game. Maybe you could talk about the music game, and you trying to get on the grind, and the female you with is like, she's stressed out and in pain." And I was like, "Oh, you know what? That's perfect, because it brought me back to past relationships." And, I kind of like exposed my relationship with my wife. You know what I mean? Like how hard it is to maintain a relationship and maintain, this music shit, this entertainment shit. You know, it's tough. It's not easy. You know what I mean? It's not easy being a content creator or entertainer and, being a boyfriend or a husband. This shit is difficult. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right, maybe I could talk about the pull from all my different relationships in the past and the current relationship I'm in, and talk about the difficulties of, maintaining a relationship and, trying to stay on your grind in this game.
So that was
that with the dreams we shared, because you got females or the person you're in a relationship with, like, yo, I love what you trying to reach for. Yo, I'm with you. I got your back and I'm grinding. I'm gonna grind with you, but when it actually comes to the actual work, then they start feeling different. You know what I mean? Because it's like, you can't just talk about it. If you want to live this is what it's about. This is about me. Sometimes I'm not gonna be around to give you attention all the time. You know what I mean? I'm in the studio. I'm writing. I'm recording. You know what I mean? Like the work that goes into this shit. You know what I mean? It's a lot that comes with the work. So that's where that's what it all boils down to. That's how I was able to kind of come up with those lyrics and stuff like that.
Dope. So it's another track.
That's the dreams we share. And then going to the you mentioned the Ballin' Like Kobe joint. He brought the beat to me, and I was like, oh, this is like some trap down south sounding shit. I said I got to come up with something kind of catchy. I knew I wanted to get my man Hurricane on there. So I'm like, yo, maybe we can come up with some like down south Midwest type shit and just bar him up with the fast flow. So that's how that shit came about.
Okay. Yeah. I love the track. I love track two. That's one of my favorites. One of my favorite samples, the vehicle sample. I love it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that joint, man. I love that track right there, man.
Yeah, listen. That's actually one of my favorite tracks on the album too. I co-produced that one. I brought that one to G-Rome. Like, yo, nice. You sample this. Cause I always loved that song. You know what I'm saying? Like that's like before my time and shit.
Right.
And I don't know if y'all around my age and shit like that, but
I'm 40. Before my time. I'm 42.
My mother, I'm 45. 45. Oh, okay. All right. So that's your time, man.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think that's actually, no, that's actually before your time too, because that's around my mother's, era, you know what I'm saying? And I used to always hear my mom playing that, or I would hear it on like old school radio. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this shit is fire, you know what I'm saying? Like the horns, I always loved the horns. So I brought it to Rome, because Rome is a sample, like he loves doing samples. He's like a protege of Kanye, fucking RZA and Just Blaze. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, I know you would go stupid with this. So I sent it to him, and he sent it back to me, and I'm like, yo, this shit is crazy. And you know what I mean? And the hook was, love you, need you. And so I was like, I kind of just worked off that sample and that hook. And it was like, yo, I love it. Like, I love it. I love the game. I love barring shit up. And I just went in. So it came out how it came out, man. I'm just glad, because I'm hearing that's one of the favorites from a lot of people. So
definitely.
I'm glad it's being received the way it is.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Another track I like on your album, bro. Like I said, when that shit came out last week at 12 o'clock, I was boom, right on and listening to it.
Yeah, brother, I got the messages around like 2 a.m. Yeah. I said, yo, my boy Ann is on it. Let's get it, baby.
And one song that stood out to me, too, was the Shaq Diesel song. And I wrote you and I told you, that song right there and that beat, that sounds like a beat that a wrestler can come out to in WWE or something. That's
the material
that has the
hard-ass
beat on it, man. I love that one, too.
Hell yeah. Hey, that's, you know, that's some, I said, yo, I need some rock shit. I got to do some rock shit. So that's actually sampled from Rage Against the Machine.
Okay.
So I told my boy, I said, listen, I need some rock shit. I got to have some guitars in there, you know what I'm saying? some shit I could turn up to in a, you know, during a show or something. So I sent them that joint. I always loved that joint. I always loved that song. It's called Something on Parade. Get at me later. I'll have the title for y'all. But I sent it to him, and he was like, oh, yeah, I got you. He sent it back. I'm like, yeah, let's go. And the whole album, I'm kind of like, I give shout-outs to Shaq, but I'm doing a lot of Kobe bars and shit. So I said, yo, I gotta dedicate some shit to Shaq. This gonna be all Shaq, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, I'm gonna call it Shaq Diesel. And then, you know what I mean? Just straight beast mode. I had to go beast mode on that joint.
Hell yeah.
I love the versatility, Rise. Like, you could do a song like Get You Home, another sample that I love. And you could do All Gas, No Breaks. You know what I mean? I love the flow. On the all gas.
Yeah.
I love the flow of All Gas, No Breaks too, man. Talk to me about, you know, those two songs right there, man. Love it.
Well, the All Gas, No Breaks, that's just me being a fan of that drill, that Brooklyn drill shit, man. Like, I'm a huge fan of that, man. Like, rest in peace, Pop Smoke, Fabio Foreign, 22G's. Like, I fuck with that Brooklyn movement heavy. So I'm like, yo, I need some Brooklyn drill shit. So I sent him a few Pop Smoke songs, and I was like, yo, can you give me some shit like this? And he was like, yo, I got you. He sent that shit back in like 15 minutes. I'm like, damn, nigga, like, he worked fast, though. He worked real fast. So, he sent me that joint, and I'm like, yo, I wanted to do, like, I'm going to call it All Gas, No Breaks. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, just, you keep going. No breaks, just all gas, just on the go. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I said, I want to try to create like some type of challenge on my TikTok to, you know, to give it more exposure and shit like that. That's how I came up with the Swag Up Challenge.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't know if y'all saw it, but it's like you transition, you come out with like regular clothes, and then when the beat drop, you know what I mean, you transition into you turn your swag up. You bring your chains out, you bring your gear out, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's that joint. And then you said, what's the other one? Oh, Get You Home. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. That song, that almost wasn't on the album because I was on some like, yo, I'm done writing. The album is done. And Rome was like, nah, I got one more for you. And I'm like, come on, bro. Like, I'm done writing, bro. The album's done. And he's like, nah, trust me. Not true. So he sent me the joint, and I heard this shit. I said, okay, I'm gonna write for this today. I got you. Cause he already sent it with the hook on there. My man, shout out to my man Taylor Chin from he's from the A. He's from Atlanta.
He was on the high joint, right?
Yeah, he's on the high joint too. Okay. Yeah. Fucking beast, yo. I'm a fan of dude. He's a monster. But he was already on the hook, and I heard that shit. I said, oh shit, I gotta write to this today. So when wrote to that shit the same day. And fucking record that shit like 2 days later, sent it back to him, and I'm like, yo, this is gonna be some shit for the summer, yo. This right here for the warm, hot months.
Yeah, I like the vibe on that track, right?
Yeah, you know, straight grown shit. I said, yo,
yeah,
I said, my mother gonna love this, some shit my mother gonna like. My mother gonna like this. And she heard it, and she was like, I like that one song that with the guy thing, I like that. I said, Ma, I said you would like that drink. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, she's from that old school, so I knew she would like that drink.
Mm-hmm. You know, this album, you didn't disappoint like you always do. You know what I'm saying? You always hold it down. You know, I love this album. That album and DMX have all been playing for the last week. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Speaking of DMX, you know, it was a hard blow for hip hop. You being a hip hop artist, you know, especially from up north, you know, what did DMX mean to you and how did this affect you?
You talking about my childhood, bro. That's my childhood. 1998 was one of my favorite years in music and just everything. It was just a fun year. I remember, like,
it was.
I remember, like, the summertime, like, you know, I had got my Nintendo 64. I had 007. Me and the homies would, you know what I mean, playing 007. We would go outside, you know, fucking have water gun fights. And, you know, the music was, it was DMX. It was, it's dark and hell is hot. It was him and it was Hov. Hov came out around that time too with Volume 2. But I remember X being played everywhere. Like, everybody was playing X.
And it was like, fire.
Yo, yeah, bro. And I'm like, yo, this dude, I fucking love this dude. He's a beast. And my sister's in love with X. Like, you know what I mean? My older sister, she's like an X. She's an X fanatic. Like, you know what I mean? So, he just meant a lot. He meant so much to us. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know, like certain music come out at a certain point in your life, it's like stamped. It's stamped in your life forever. You will remember that time forever. It's like that time is associated with that music. So that's what X was. And then later on that year, he dropped Flesh of My Flesh. And it was like, yo, this dude is like the greatest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The only artist to have two platinum albums the same year.
Same year. Only one. The only one. And Belly. And Belly came out that same exact year. I said, yo, this dude, ain't no stopping this dude. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He was the only dude that was like, had could have Jay and the Finger Four and shit like that. He's the only one that could compete with Jay at that time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was X and Jay. They ruled that year. But, you know, I'm sad about X, man, because I was telling my wife about this. I said, as a fan, I feel like X was taking me on a roller coaster ride. And a bunch of other fans could speak on this. Y'all probably could speak on this too. Mm-hmm. I feel like X had us on a roller coaster ride. Because X, he'll come out with some music and it's like, yeah, X back, let's go, X. And then the fucking next month, he got his license suspended, he's back locked up, he's back on drugs, and it bring you back down, like, come on, X.
Yeah.
And I feel like he kept doing that for the past like 10 years, like 10+ years, he kept doing that. And it's like, you know what I mean, you be rooting for him. But it was just too much. Yeah. It got to the point where it was like you kinda gave up on X. Like, yo, it's just you know what I mean? I just don't know. And then hearing him pass, of course it was sad, but I felt like, yo, you know what? I just think my man finally got peace, yo.
He definitely went out with, you know, he went out like a king. You saw all them motorcycles and everything.
Yeah.
He went out, man. It was, you know, he went out like a
king. Yeah. I was happy to see that, yo. I was happy to see that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody come out and everybody represent, play the music. It felt like, you know what I mean? Watching that, it felt like kind of like similar to Big. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They brought Big Hurst through Brooklyn and everybody was out, you know what I mean? You, of course, you've seen sad faces, but everybody was just out, like, bumping out to the music and, you know, getting turned up. And I felt like, you know what I mean, they did the same thing for X. So, it was great to see that. But, you know what I mean, rest in peace, X, man, rest a legend. One of the best to ever do it, man. I just wish he got more credit when he was alive. Like,
People love X, though.
They did. When he was alive, you know what I mean? Like I said, you know, I was always rooting for him and always trying to give him his flowers while he was here, you know what I mean? But to listen to Swiss give his speeches, it was like, yo, I feel the same way, Swiss. Swiss was like, yo, I just wish, you know, he got a little more credit while he was here.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
And me and Kevin were talking about this a few weeks ago because we had did a DMX episode. And you know, I'm the type of person where, like, when we talk about drug abuse, I'm like, you know what? I don't want to hear this as a sickness because people choose to use drugs. You choose to keep doing that. You know what I'm saying? But with X, I kind of felt different because at a young age, he was violated by somebody that he trusted, you know, gave him a lace blunt with crack. You know what I'm saying?
And just listening to everybody talk about X during the funeral and the celebration they had last week, the two things that came to mind all the time was that, and everybody pretty much said the same thing all night long. He was never happy. He was always in pain. And he never wanted to be alone. So to me, like when he had those relapses, I think that's probably when he was like alone by himself. Because you heard they say he always wanted people with him.
I believe that. Damn, yo. And it's so crazy how things that happen in our childhood can really affect us into our adulthood.
Yeah, that's true.
And X was that. Because I remember hearing a story that I don't know who it was in his family. They took him to like a group home and just left him.
His mom did.
Rafael Sanchez was talking about that.
Yeah.
That's crazy, yo.
I want to shout out his wife, man. I'm going to get back into the album. But I want to shout out his wife because that takes that's some grown woman stuff to get on stage in front of his baby mamas and all of that. Because, you know, Tashira held him down. She rocked with X through the good and the bad. And, you know, for her to bring her up on stage, I thought that was a big moment. And it was just beautiful. You know what I'm saying? But,
yeah.
She did hold him down.
Because, when everybody was done with X, this before X got famous and shit, like, she said everybody was done with X. They were tired of the drug abuse and everything got so bad. Everybody turned their back on him. Like, X was homeless. And she brought him in. She accepted him in. You know what I mean? So, always holding him down. So, yo, I really commend her, man, and I salute her. Because they all say X is not, he's not a person, like, he's not easy to deal with. And you can see that. X wasn't easy to deal with. He wasn't. You know what I'm saying? And I could see, like, as a, you know, from the outside looking in, like doing all my research, Hov tried to help X. He tried. He tried to reach back out to X. But X was dealing with so much, Hov couldn't help him. He couldn't. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I heard that Hov paid his debt that he had at Def Jam. But other than that, Hov just like, yo, X got some demons he's dealing with. You know what I'm saying? So Hov kind of like, all right, I'm a pay your debts off and then I'm a go my way. And you go your way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because you see what Hov is doing. Hov is trying to reach back and he's trying to help everybody. He's trying to reach out to everybody. The lot. Fucking Dipset, he's trying to reach back because he see like, yo, I basically, you know what I mean? I done took this shit to a whole nother level where nobody can reach me now, but y'all was all around when I was around, when I first started, so you know what? I'm going to reach back and pull y'all up. And I think he tried to do the same thing to X and it just didn't work that way.
Yeah. Let's talk about Color Outside, man. The Many Men sample.
Yes, sir, Color Outside the Lines.
With the Many Men sample. That, look, let me tell you this, and I'm no bullshit, like, I'm not saying this because you're here. I've been listening to the album all week, and it's like, every time I hear one song, I'm like, damn, man, like, I don't even know now which one is my favorite, because this album has no skips. And I just want to commend you, Rise.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Hell, you took the words right out of my mouth.
I want to commend you because if you're consistent. Real. You know, your consistency with the music. And I just want to commend you with that. And you stay grinding, you know, whether giving us bars on TikTok with the weird bars, which you're going to get into. But you're consistent and you're always working. And the music game needs that, man. It's not a lot of people that's original. You know what I'm saying? So let's talk about the Many Men sample. Like, and that song right there.
Yo, man, shout out to my man, O Jacob. That's the boy that's on there with me on the hook and everything. Yeah, that was another one that was Rome. Rome sent it to me, and I was like, ooh, this is a Many Men joint. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? So, right. You know, I reached out to my boy, O Jacob, and I was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, I need you to get on this joint with me. And I sent it to him. And the next day, he sent back the hook in his verse, and I said, ooh, we. And
got it.
we got one, you know what I'm saying? So, and I'm glad that he
with the angle he did, because it was like, yo, I wanted to touch on, you know, just being an artist. You know what I'm saying? Color outside the lines and just being open-minded. He hit that shit right on the money, because that's kind of like what I'm on right now. It's like, yo, no limits. You know, the sky's the limit when it comes to being an artist and a creative.
Right.
So all the stuff I'm doing right now with the weird bars and all the other shit, I'm just trying to be free. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to be free, and I'm just trying to color outside the lines and just think outside the box. So that's why I came with, you know what I mean, what I came up with. But I'm so glad that he came up with the hook, because that's what, like, yo, yeah, that's how I'm feeling right now. So that's why I was able to come in with, you know, what I came in with. Cool. Word up. So, you know, color outside the lines, man. You know what I mean? Like, don't put me in a box. I'm not in a box. I'm outside the lines. Like, you know, ain't no limits to what I could do when it comes to this. When it comes to this art, you know what I mean? Word up.
Yeah, man. I got one more question that I got for you. How important is it for an artist to have versatility in the game? Because I know some people, they're not commercial, they're underground. How important is it for an artist to have both, the commercial and the underground? Or do you think that they can just do whatever, you know, they feel like it? Or do you feel like they have to have that, you know, both?
I mean, see, that's the thing. I can't really speak for other artists, but I feel like, nah, you know what? As a fan of the music, because I'm still a fan of this shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I like dudes like Hov. I like dudes like Eminem. I like dudes like Drake, because, and I'm gonna put Lil Wayne in that category too, because you don't know what they're gonna come up with next.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they can go commercial, and they can hit different moves. You know what I mean? Because sometimes I like to party. I don't want to think too much. I just like the beat to come on and you just saying some fun shit. And I like to party, you know what I'm saying? Then at the same time, I like to be in my car, or I like to be cleaning the crib and listening to some like some real shit. You speak on some real shit, you know what I mean? Like, to be able to touch different moods, I feel like somebody like a Drake can touch different moods, or a Hov can touch different moods. So I think it is important for artists to be able to be versatile. But at the same time, sometimes it's like, yo, if you stick with what you stick with, if I'm in that mood, you know, this is what I want to listen to. Like, for example, shout out to my boys, Griselda, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like they represent a certain hip-hop where it's like, yo, I just want to listen to some grimy street drug dealing shit. You know what I'm saying? So I know who to go for. I know who to go to for that. I can just go to Griselda and just listen to their shit and bump their album. I'm not feeling Griselda right now. I want to party right now. So boom, I throw in the Lil Wayne's and the Drake's and the fucking Lil Babies and you know what I'm saying? So, I just believe in the artist just, you know, just expressing themselves, because the fans is going to pick what they want to listen to depending on what their mood is.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I answered the question, but
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, I feel like as a fan and as an artist, for me, I like to be versatile because I like to touch the different moods, because as a fan, I like to, you know, I like to listen to different music. Like, I'm you know, sometimes I won't even listen to hip hop. Like, yo, I'm on some R&B shit right now. I'm on some grown man sexy shit right now, man. Put on the fucking Jagged Edge right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, that's what music is, man. It's just touch those different moods. So I feel it's very important for me. Cause I want to touch different moves. That's how I am. Like, yo, rise. You know, I could listen to Rise for, you know, for some lyrical shit. I could listen to Rise for some female shit and some storytelling shit. So, I like to be versatile. It shows your real talent. You know,
it definitely does. And you are very versatile. What made you come up with the weird bars? I know you just completed number 37. But what made you come up with that?
Yo, honestly, yo, I just wanted to have, I did it originally just wanting to have fun. I want to combine comedy. I want to combine comedy with music and just do something fun, do something
just do something like outside the box, you know what I'm saying?
Because
on the TikTok app, what goes far is music and comedy. So I'm like, yo, if I can combine both, you can't lose with both. So I put together the first joint, which was off that Magnificent, the Rick Ross and John Legend joint. And I'm like, yo, I'm gonna just come up with the funniest, weirdest shit, and I'm gonna have the engineer make the funniest faces, like, yo,
those faces be killing me, bro. Because
I wanted to,
like, what the fuck?
Right. I wanted to, and that was another thing. I wanted to add my ability to act and react and make, you know, different faces to different shit. So I'm combining being a rapper, comic shit, and being an actor. So you got all these things mixed into one, and it's like, yo, we can't lose with this shit. So I put my first one together, I put it out, and I seen that it did all right numbers. It did like 100,000 views. And I'm like, oh, shit, they fucking with this. Because, you know, I'll have sporadic, like, certain videos would go viral, but other ones, like, not do so good. So when I find something that do decent, like 100,000 plus, I'm like, okay, maybe I should stick with this. Kind of like what I did with the debate with Bars. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to stick with this. So I put out part two did 100,000 too. So I'm like, oh shit, I ain't fucking with this. So then I put out part three, and part three went stupid viral. That was the Megan, shit. I'm a savage.
Uh-huh.
That's the one I came up. I'm a savage. Penis, size, average. You know what I mean? So that joint went stupid. That shit did like, I think it did like 2 million. I think it's at like 3 million views. But yeah, is it like, at the time it did 2 million. And I'm like, oh man, I'm sticking with this. I'm gonna keep riding this wave. So I just kept going, bro. And I look up, and I think at the time, before the Savage video, I had like 250,000 followers. So then I put out Savage, and then I look up, and boom, I hit 300K real quick. So, you know, I put up a post about it, like, yo, thank y'all for 300K. And then I put out like two more Weird Bars joint and within that week. And in like 4 days, I was celebrating 500K. Like, oh shit, I went 200K in a few days.
Crazy.
So I kept going, and it felt like I was doing like 100K followers a day. And it was like, yo, this shit is fucking crazy. And at the end of March, that's when I hit the million followers. And I'm like, yo, the TikTok algorithm is like, yo, you know what? This is something original, it's different. Nobody else is doing this. We gonna keep pushing this out. So that's where it came from, man. The fans love it, yo. And it's bugged out because fans been going crazy on my DM, hitting me up like, I love your Weird Bars. I love your content. And then I'll answer them back, just being appreciative. And they'll be like, oh my God, you answered back. I can't believe it. And I'm like, oh shit. Like, this shit is real out here. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then a couple friends that I know will hit me up. Like, they'll text me like, yo, can you call me? Because my son don't believe I know you. I'm like, yo, nigga really like kind of famous out here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I would say like 7-8 different friends have said that shit, yo. So it's like, it still bugs me out, yo. I'm really humbled by it. I'm really humbled by it because it's like, yo, this is kind of like what it feels to be. It's kind of like what it feels to be famous and shit. You know what I'm saying? Crazy, yo. Fucking crazy.
Yeah, man. I'm going
to
get to
it. I told him I'm going to keep it going, man. I'm going to keep it going because, you know, if people love it, you got to give the people what they want, man. And if people want it, they want more. They want me to keep going. So I'm just keep cooking up. And it's music at the end of the day. So I'm good with that.
Let's talk about that Angel and Demons. Remember them dudes cut you up, almost gave you stitches? Should have really grabbed a blicky and shot them niggas? Come on, Rise. I love the concept of that joint too, man. That song is dope. That's another one of my favorites too.
Yeah, that's actually, I think that's my wife's second favorite joint on there.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, I got a lot of good feedback on that. That was just me just trying to be creative, you know what I mean? Being outside the box. And shout out to DMX. Because DMX kind of like, he inspires shit like that. Like, you know what I mean? Because he used to do the whole him talking to God type joint.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And even Eminem do shit like that too, where he's like talking to his conscience and shit like that. So that was me, you know, basically being inspired by them dudes and telling my story. Like I started off that second verse, the lines you were just saying. When I was in high school, you know, I was in the streets. I was caught up in some bullshit, and motherfuckers caught me slipping. You know what I'm saying? Caught me slipping. You know, fucking jumped me, fucking stabbed me up, cut me up, and shit like that. She was crazy. Came home bloody, nose bloody, back bleeding and shit like that. And my mother's looking at me like, oh my God, what happened? You know, cause my mother didn't really know. She didn't know I was in the streets. I kept all that from my mom. He had no idea. You know what I'm saying? But my stepfather, he seen that shit, and seeing my mother's emotions and seeing me, he was like, he put the burner in my hand like, yo, listen, we can go and do this. What's up? And I was just like, I was kind of, because at the time, you know, we weren't playing with guns then. It was, everything was about just fighting and just doing dumb shit. And it was shit like that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, guns didn't come into the picture just yet, you know what I'm saying? So he put that shit in my hand. I was a little shook, but I'm like, yo, these dudes gonna fuck me up. Maybe I should do this. But another voice in my head was like, nah, we don't want to do that. We don't want to go to jail, you know what I mean? We don't want to go that far. So.
Right.
So that's where that line came from. You know what I mean? Like, you know, remember the dude cut you up, almost gave you stitches? You should have really grabbed the blicky and shot them niggas. Like, you know what I mean? That was the demon side. Like, yo, you should have really went and did that. And my angel side battling, like, nah, bro, nah, we not gonna do this. You know what I'm saying? So that's where that came from.
No. Oh, yeah.
And just the whole song, I touched on just that one line, but just the whole song is about, like, you know how we be in situations where it's like, you know the right thing to do, like, mm-hmm. All right, I know this is the right thing, but the other side is like, nah, man, fuck that, man, I ain't doing that shit, you know what I'm saying, like, it's like that side of you that's like, nah, man, fuck that bitch, but you know what I mean, but the other side is like, nah, you know what I mean, we gonna take the high road. And I feel like that's what I go through, yo. I really go through that. I really be battling back and forth with, like, fuck that, and nah, don't go that route. You know what I'm saying? So that's what came, you know, that's how I came up with the whole concept of that song, yo. What's up? About Rise Up. So yeah, that I had to end it with that. You know what I mean? I told my boy Jerome, like, yo, I need a sample with Rise in it. You know what I'm saying? Cause, a lot of, like, my supporters and shit like that, they always in the comments saying Rise Up or Rise and Grind or Rise High. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, you know what I mean? Like, I need to put a joint together where it's like, you know, Rise Out of the Dirt, some inspirational, uplifting joint. So I was like, yo, I need a sample. Go find something with Rise in it. And he came back with that joint. I'm like, perfect. So, you know, just touching on the shit, you know, the shit I've been through, man. Just being down in the dirt, you know, failed relationships, you know, people counting you out, people shitting on you, and me using that as strength to just work harder, go harder, and rise up. You know what I mean? Rise up, and just that satisfaction of, yeah, motherfuckers, y'all thought I was dead, but I'm up out of the dirt. You know what I'm saying? I'm here. I'm still here. And I'm still rising. I'm still climbing. You know what I'm saying? I'm still building. So that's what Rise Up is all about. And, that's another one that's touching a lot of people. Even my my father-in-law, he don't listen to hip-hop. He don't like hip-hop at all. But that's the one song. But he still went and listened out of respect for me. And that was the one song that stood out. And he was like, yo, I like that joint. That's the, you know, I really like that one. So, you know, okay. Word up.
Dope, man. Incredible album, man. You got another one, Rise?
Yeah,
man. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Definitely. I really appreciate y'all boys, man. I appreciate y'all for real. You know what I mean? Because I know y'all hip hop heads. I respect what y'all do. And for y'all to really like, you know, like the album the way y'all do, man, you know what I mean? It means a lot to me, man. That's a stamp right there, man. You know, I'm like, yo, man, fuck what y'all think, man. You know, my man Kevin Blaze and my man Ant like that joint. So fuck what y'all thinking, man. A lot of people like it, man. It's being well accepted, you know what I mean, and appreciated by the fans, man. So, you know, we just gonna keep pushing this joint and, you know, try to keep the numbers, you know, keep the numbers up and, you know, try to get, you know, make the numbers even go higher, you know what I mean? So, just gonna keep grinding and keep pushing it, you know? I'm just trying to create a lot of, you know, a lot of content around the song because, you know how it is right now, man, with the streaming game and the internet game. We can just get music just like that. You know what I mean? Like, we got access to so much music. Like, we overstimulated with music right now. So, somebody will drop an album one week, you listen to it, and then the next week you listening to somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how it is. And that's even with, like, major artists, big artists. Yeah. I'll listen to their shit, and then the next week I'm listening to somebody else, and I don't revisit their shit until, like, a month or two later or some shit like that, which is cool, but at the same time, it's like, nah, I want y'all to keep rocking out to my shit, so that's why I'm just like, yo, I just need to keep creating content around it to keep pushing it out for a while. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think this is your best work to date right now?
I think it is. I think it is. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I got Hendrix, which is a lot of people's favorite. Mm-hmm. I think this is my best work because I feel like my flow is tighter. My words is tighter, my delivery is tighter. So, and then with mixed with the sampling and just the completeness of this album, I feel like this is my best work. You know what I mean? Like, I know I'm competing with my other albums, but mm-hmm. I really feel confident that this is like my best work to date.
Right.
Okay.
I know you had a birthday, so you know.
Happy birthday, happy belated.
I hope you turned up.
Thank you, man. Yo, I did turn up, yo. I did. I turned up. We did the live TikTok show. Yo, man, that shit, motherfuckers, like, I think it was like a little over 7,000 people tuned in, man. So that shit was lit. You know what I mean? I had my family there. My friends came through. Yo, we had a good time, man. You know what I'm saying? I was off that drink. I was lit, man. It was a great day, man. You know what I mean? We did that. You know what I'm saying? And we all went out to Hibachi's later on that day, man, and ate some good food. And you know, it was just a great day. It was a great day. It was one of my favorite birthdays, actually, man, of my lifetime.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Fun birthday, man. You know,
word up.
Word up. Yeah, man. It is a blessing to see another birthday, man. You know, because, the times we're living in, man, you know, people are just leaving, man, you know, between COVID and all type of other shit going on. It's like, yo, you really got to be grateful to be alive, man. You really got to be grateful to be alive and to be here, bro. So, I'm grateful. You can't take life for granted, man. You can't.
Hey, I have a serious question for you real quick.
All right.
What's up? How's Miss Wilma?
Yo, man, she fucked up, man. Told her ass. You know what I mean? Yo, wear your glasses. Don't come out riding with your fucking glasses, man. Should have had your helmet on too.
Oh my god.
Yo, listen, a lot of people was laughing at that fucking video, man. A lot of people cracking up. Yeah, you know, you gotta, you know. I saw the video on TikTok and I was like, I said, yo, you know, on TikTok you can do like, it's this thing called Stitch. And what you can do is you can take a video and you can edit it where you show the first half of the video and then you can edit yourself in there. You know, mm-hmm. I saw that video and I'm like, yo, this should be funny if I act like I hit her. And, and like, you know what I mean? Like, hit on her about like, as if, She's a female I know from the neighborhood. She's like an elderly woman from the neighborhood that I know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's how I edit it. And I say, yo, I know motherfuckers gonna trip out on this because the way she hit that damn car.
Oh my god, bro!
Whew, I was dying seeing that shit. You know what I mean? So I said, yo, I gotta make this shit funny. So I'm glad that people thought that shit was funny.
I'll be like, yo, how does Ryz come up with all of this content like this?
For real, bro.
Like, it's crazy. And then you still your family and, you know, doing the album, and you still have time to do the weird bars and everything. I'm like, damn.
Yo, and you know what? And honestly, yo, I did that kind of like on purpose. Like, it's crazy. Like, I did it like so people were like, yo, how the fuck is he doing this? You know what I mean? So I pushed myself even harder because, you know, I really believe that content is king. I really believe that content is king. And you got the content on social media, but at the same time, it's like, damn. I know I got to drop this album too.
Right.
So I knew motherfuckers was going to be like, yo, how the fuck are you doing all this? I knew somebody was going to end up asking me that. Like, yo, how are you doing this? Mm-hmm. Yo, time management. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because it's like, yeah, you're cooking up a whole album. Then you got to stay consistent with the content. And then you got family. It's time management. Because people don't know, like, when I'm doing all this, like all the content, all the videos, at the same time, in between takes, I'm like taking care of my son. Like I'll stop recording, go feed him real quick, go change him real quick, put him to sleep. You know what I'm saying? Let him take his nap. Then I run right back to my studio, and finish the rest of the video type shit. You know what I'm saying? That's everything is time management. And then in the midst of all of that, like, all right, I know I got to get this album done too. So. You know, I ain't gonna front. Like, you know, it was a little stressful. Mm-hmm. But I knew I had to get it done. I knew that the fans was waiting on it. And, you know, people who don't know me as a serious artist, they just a fan of my social media. I knew that they was waiting on content. So it was just trying to please the both fans. You know what I mean? Fans mm-hmm. that's waiting on the music and fans that's just waiting on the social media content. So... yeah, man, it's just time management and balance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead, Kevin, go ahead.
Nah, I was saying, you could go in.
I guess we ain't even talk about robbing people for stupid stuff yet. The Disney movie, my man said, Little Mermaid, wow. And then how you ran off and did that heel kick, dude, I almost dropped the phone, I was done.
Yeah, that was
special. Yo, man, honestly, man, it's all just, I'm trying to, like, the content I try to put out there is, like, because, like, on social media, everybody got their different styles, you know what I'm saying? Like, we flooded with content every day. So, I like for my shit to stand out and really, like, really tap into my own personality and shit I like to do. And y'all clearly see I'm into weird, goofy shit. You know what I'm saying? So the robbing people for stupid shit, like, it's crazy. My wife, she loves how this shit came to life because she remembered the conversation we had. And I'm like, yo, babe, I'm like, yo, I'm gonna go get a ski mask and I'm gonna have this dude. You have this dude like come in and rob me for the stupidest shit, and I said, "Yo, this shit gonna be crazy." And she was just like, "Oh boy!" Like, she put her hand like, on her head, like, "Oh boy,
here we go."
So I was looking for an actual ski mask. I couldn't find the shit nowhere, y'all. Like, I went to all these stores. Nobody had a ski mask.
Right.
I'm like, damn, where the hell is ski mask? I'm like, all right. I'm like, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to find a ski mask. And then I was like, hold on, wait a minute. Maybe if I go to Walmart and get me a cheap ass Scully and cut holes in the shit, maybe that shit would be extra funny because the shit would look like ghetto and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So I went and found me a Scully and I cut the holes in the shit and I put the mask on. Y'all just start dying laughing. Like, yo, they gonna fucking trip out on this shit. So yeah, man, like, you know, I honestly don't know how I come up with this shit. It just comes to me, yo. I just wanna come with different shit to make people go, yo, what the fuck? Basically, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I put the first one out. He robbed me for the fucking cereal boxes. You know what I'm saying? That shit went crazy. And I was like, oh, I'm coming up with different ideas, different shit he can rob where it had people like, yo, he really robbed them for that? Like, really? So that's where that shit came from.
You know what I mean? Hula hoop.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the object he robbed.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? It's always, oh, if you notice, the things he robbed is always things that he could do something, like he could do something with. You know what I mean? Like the cereal boxes. Him digging into the cereal, putting the shit in his mouth all crazy. Then you had robbed him for the baby binky. You know what I'm saying? He put the binky in his mouth and was sucking the shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's always something he could do something with, like the hula hoop. You know what I mean? The hula hoop. Have them try to hula hoop and make the shit look real sloppy, like, you know what I mean?
Oh,
a lot of people found that funny because a lot of people can't hula hoop. Even me to this day, I cannot hula hoop for shit.
Yeah, me neither.
So a lot of people can relate to that, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Kev can hula hoop. You can do that shit at the hospital.
Hey, you got jokes?
Oh, shit. You the hula hoop. You the Florida hospital hula hoop champ, baby.
Nah, nigga. Oh, I ain't no nigga. I ain't moving my hips like that, nigga. Fuck out of here. Y'all wild.
Yeah, but you know, it's just different shit that he takes. Is what can I do? What can I do funny with this? Like the jump rope. You know what I mean? Like yo, damn, this dude really done skipped away on the jump rope. Yeah. Like what grown ass man takes a jump rope and I purposely put the little pink jump rope, like the little girly jump rope.
Uh-huh. You know what I'm
saying? This is a grown ass man who's supposed to be like this fucking goon. He's supposed to be this goon, this dude that'll blow your brains out if you don't give him whatever he wants. And he's taking fucking little girly jump ropes and hula hoops and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I like that, man. So, you're not afraid to be silly. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of, you know, people, they always want to be hard, but you know what I'm saying? Laughter is good, man. Laughter is good for the soul, and you know, you bring that humor into it. Like, you're just talented all across the board, man. What does it do, man?
Yo, I really appreciate it, man. And at a time like this, man, laughter is everything, man. Because, you know, just,
yes, sir.
And people done hit me up saying, like, yo, and this is what made me try to take shit to another level, because people was hitting me up saying, like, yo, you helping me battle depression. You know what I mean? Like, yo, I got cancer, yo, but watching your videos, yo, you making me get through my days, you helping me get through my days. And shit like that, it make you feel like, damn, this shit is bigger than me. You know what I'm saying? I gotta keep this shit going. I gotta keep coming up with ideas. And I had an interview a few weeks ago with Inside the Top. Mm-hmm. That's a new podcast. These dudes, you know, they interview like TikTokers and shit. Mm-hmm. And the one dude told me, like, yo, he just went through my page and he was just watching a bunch of videos and he said, yo, I came off your page feeling better. And I was like, that's you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit made me like, damn, you know, this shit is really working, yo. Shit's really working. So, you know, and then on top of all this, you know, they cutting the boy a little check for doing all this shit. You know what I mean?
That's, you know what I mean?
The money's the motivation too, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Put up, like, yo, real shit, man. I had to pay taxes on this shit last year. Real shit, man. So, that helps me with the motivation too. But bigger than the money, though, it's all about helping people and keeping people entertained and, you know, giving people that escapism. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Word up.
Well, we thank you for having, you know, for being on the podcast, man.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you.
Yo, definitely, man. You know, like I said, man, I love what y'all boys do. Respect y'all. So, you know, that's why I said, I got to holler at y'all boys. Let's, you know, set something up, because there's only a few people I really rock with, you know what I'm saying? Y'all definitely dudes I rock with. So,
appreciate it. I want to say one thing real quick before we head out for you and Kevin, all right? And I want y'all to listen to me very, very close, all right? Mm-hmm. I don't give a damn who the New York Knicks play the first round. They are out of there.
Here we go.
Okay? They are out of there.
Shit.
They are out of there.
Yo, why you can't just let me enjoy my moment, man?
Yo, for real, man. Like, y'all let us live, man.
Y'all beat us the other night, so I'm not gonna be happy. My Bulls still suck, so hey. y'all gonna suffer with me.
Let us have our moment, man. You know, we've been struggling forever. Let us have our moment, baby. You know what I mean?
Right now, y'all play Atlanta. Oh, yeah, y'all be out of there.
Okay. Man, get out of here, bro. Stop hating the boys, man.
I like what the boys doing. But see, this is the crazy thing, man. Like, I got YouTube TV now. Mm-hmm. So I don't have the MSG channel no more. The Madison Square Garden channel no more.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, I missed that channel, man.
Yeah, I miss out on the fucking game. I gotta go watch highlights to know what the Knicks is doing. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, boys, let's go. You know what I mean? But I don't never get to watch games anymore. You know what I mean? So
you ain't missing nothing. NBA sucks right now.
Yeah, it do. I know their viewership went down like a motherfucker, but
yeah.
You know. But hey, listen, I'm just waiting for the playoffs, because I know when the playoffs come, I get to see my boys. You know what I'm saying?
Is the Bulls gonna be in the playoffs? Make the playoffs?
Man, listen, we were right in that, because you know now they have the top eight, then you have 9 and 10. So number 10 will play number 7 and 8 will play number 9 in a little playoff game, and then the two who win goes to the playoff. And we were in it, but then we lost like 7-8 in a row. You know, LaVine got hurt. So now Washington has that final spot and they're up like by 2 games. And there's only a handful of games left, man. The Bulls got a tough ass schedule, so forget about it.
Ooh. Listen, I went to Google real quick. Y'all motherfuckers in 11th. 11th.
Yeah.
You can't. We shouldn't be hearing nothing from you right now, boy.
I ain't hearing nothing.
Hey, but FaceTime for coming on the show. But damn, that's so crazy looking at my boys in 4th place. Goddamn, behind the buck. That shit is. Damn, that's crazy seeing, yo. Like I said, I'm used to us being in 12th, 13th place and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, the boys, I'm proud of the boys, man.
New York Knicks, yes, baby. Bro. Let's get it.
Yes, got my man, baby.
We appreciate you for being on the show. Plug everything you got. New album, social media, all of that. Before we leave.
Word up. Ryze Hendrix, everything. RYZE. How you spell it? Hendrix. Ryze Hendrix Music on TikTok. We closing in on 2 million followers, man. So, you know, go follow your boy over there. Shit, the album out, Shaq and Kobe. Hit it up. All digital platforms. You know, come through and holler at me, man. You know what I mean? You have a good time, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Go cop that Shaq and Kobe, man. It's fire.
Yes, sir. Fire.
Word up. Appreciate you, boys.
Thank you,
brother.
All right.
No doubt, right. Man. Y'all will be good, man. Holla at y'all boys, man.
No doubt. We out.
Peace. So, yo, there's my man, Ryze Hendrix. Check out his new album, Shaq and Kobe, out on all digital platforms. And make sure you check out my boy, Kevin Blaze, The Blaze Podcast, on all platforms. We out.
Ho, don't kill me. Oh, you got a kid in the house.
Nah, man, nah, don't hurt my baby, man, please.
Nah, where your Disney movies?
You said Disney movies?
Hand over the fucking Disney movies! Okay, all right. You got the Lion King?
The Little Mermaid. Wow.
Oh. Got my nigga Hurricane with me. Buffalo to Kansas City.
You drowning, you hustle, and I'm swimming like a Michael Phelps, ain't no stopping it. Jump shot in your face, swish. Muscle work, I'm in shape. We ballin' like Kobe,
yeah.
We ballin' like Kobe,
yeah.
Woo. If
If I put up the bread, then I'm profiting. You drown or you hustle, and I'm swimming like a Michael Phelps, ain't no stopping it. Jump shot in your face, swish. Muscle work, I'm in shape, shape. We ballin' like Kobe,
yeah.
We ballin' like Kobe,
yeah.
Got no love for these niggas,
nope.
Got no love for these bitches,
nope.
Only love you for what you could do for them. You stop, they switchin'.
Damn.
Crossover, couldn't stop it. Love when I see a hater try to block it. Kobe Bryant with the cookie bush. I took off and I cocked it. Jumped from the dotted.
Boom.
Living my life with a purpose. Through the content, provide service. Niggas that disappeared on me see that I'm up now, so they tryna resurface.
What?
Shit really be a circus.
Earth.
I swear the nerve of these clowns. You ain't fuck with me then.
You did.
Why you tryna fuck with me now?
Really?
I'm prime mellow with the 101. Any would give you 50, better double them. Crazy chicks wanted to marry, I was ducking them. I feel sorry if you stuck with one. Really a big problem with the bars. You don't wanna deal with me, yeah, I'm troublesome. Spin move off a hater. Another one step up, then I'm trucking them. Woo! If I put up the bread, then I'm profiting. You drown or you hustle, and I'm swimming like a Michael Phelps, ain't no stopping it. Jump shot in your face, swish. Muscle work, I'm in shape,
shape.
We ballin' like Kobe,
yeah.
We ballin' like Kobe,
yeah.
If I put up the bread, then I'm profiting. You drown or you hustle, and I'm swimming like a Michael Phelps, ain't no stopping it. Jump shot in your face,
swish.
Muscle work, I'm in shape,
shape.
We ballin' like Kobe,
yeah.
We ballin' like Kobe,
yeah.
Killing off bullshit energy,
Kobe.
Death to my enemies,
yep.
Ballin' every day,
hey.
Athletic nigga, I'm finna be. Burying runners awkwardly,
yeah.
Naturally talented, that is me,
right.
I give them a shake from the shoulder, then watch them fall over. Pull up, casualty. Yeah, I don't want no smoke.
Want no
I
smoke.
Hit the baseline, then float. Like a UFO, wherever you I go, better tell your coach. Switch up the game plan. Cause the way your nigga ballin', I ain't playing. I'ma get you in the triangles in the break. Echoes pick and roll. Mama, there goes that man. Don't look him in the eyes. He's a killer, but a rookie. He slept on a kid like a pillow. Thought I told you. Ever since the boy picked the pill up, that I'm nice with it. Every basket, I'ma fill up. Y'all better give up, cause I'm in a zone. Crown on my head and my ass on the throne. No passing, just action attack when I'm on. 81 points like Kobe Bean's clone. And y'all don't want the last dance either. I caught him like going to the prime with Moesha. Hit up the homie, said, let's do a feature. The track is a monster, but two headed creature. And it must be the speakers. Just do it like Nike, but started Adidas.
Yeah.
Ever since the boy was a fetus, I laughed at you, butt heads like I was Beavis. Shooting like Gilbert Arenas in street clothes, free throw distance between us. You know the flow is the meanest. Phil Jackson, the rapping, the literal genius.
Yes.
Please stay off the penis.
Yes.
It ain't part of the fame. One time for the Black Mamba, the heart of the game.
Woo!
If I put up the bread, then I'm profiting. You drown or you hustle, and I'm swimming like a Michael Phelps, ain't no stopping it. Jump shot in your face,
swish.
Muscle work, I'm in shape,
shape.
We ballin' like Kobe,
yeah.
We ballin' like Kobe,
yeah.
Woo. If I put up the bread, then I'm profiting. You drown or you hustle, and I'm swimming like a Michael Phelps, ain't no stopping it. Jump shot in your face,
swish.
Muscle work, I'm in shape,
shape.
We ballin' like Kobe,
yeah.
We ballin' like Kobe,
yeah.
Fire. Y'all better go cop that. Rice Hendrix, Shaq and Kobe, out right now on all platforms. Let's get it.
Thank you for tuning in to this Nissan Filter podcast. Make sure you tune in next week for some more unfiltered discussions. And it's Nissan Filter Maniacs. Remember, if we stand together, we can change the world. Love, live life. I'm out.